Most people have heard the term microfinance. Cooperatives lend small amounts of money to entrepreneurs and small businesses. The concept began in developing nations to help women start their own businesses. Experts say poor people who receive these loans repay them at an astounding rate of 99.7%.
So now, all of a sudden, all your big banks and private corporations are into microfinancing.
That's Akshay Sharma, Associate Professor of Industrial Design at Virginia Tech. He and a team of students have created a new game to teach people how to do microfinance. Often when it comes to money, people think it's so much more complicated than it actually is. So the team decided to use their skills as industrial designers to make it user-friendly and fun. This is especially important for the largest segment of microfinance users, poor women in developing countries.
When you're talking about women who are really smart, but they are challenged in their ability to read and write, how do I convey the concept of principal, interest, interest linked to duration of the loan amount? How can I say all those things in a visual manner, number one? Number two, without making it childish.
The game is played on a brightly colored cloth with pockets. Players insert notes around the board to mark what they borrowed and when they'll pay it back. Just like the secretary desk of an accountant, this cloth helps keep loans and repayments on track in a simple visual way, making it easy for all to use and determine at a glance where things stand. The local community aspect of this allows for flexibility when it comes to repaying the loans, something that can make the difference between success and failure for any business.
It's not like a bank is dealing with a customer. It's a cooperative that's basically trying to help each other out. For example, if I get a loan for buying a cow, and everybody in this group is part of the same neighborhood, right? And I have the first month very productive. I'm selling the milk and doing all those things, and my income is higher, so I'm going to repay the loan in time. But suddenly the cow, some reason, dies. Everybody in the group knows that. So they would say, okay, you had taken out the loan for 6 months. We'll give you 6 more months to repay it, and we won't charge you any penalty.
Sharma says the most critical aspect of the whole microfinance plan is that the interest on personal loans to individuals comes back to the group to share. The magic of compounding interest, and you're on your way to a positive return on your investment.
If you could create an app and had a group of freshmen who come into Virginia Tech and create like a self-help group, and each student is just saving $20 every 2 weeks, you would be surprised how much financial assistance they could get from each other.
Akshay Sharma's microfinance game is now part of a training program for the Ministry of Women and Child Development in Rajasthan, India. There are 75 self-help groups already, and they hope to double that next year. I'm Robbie Harris.